What else did you do as a kid?
1 pair a month, and I flip them inside out, then I switch to feet. Oh, yeah.
And then some little girl and her mom were paying. Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
I have something to tell you.
Oh?
You are on the podcast right now.
There's no way.
You.
Oh my gosh. What am I doing on here? How did I get here?
You just, you're here. I don't know.
Oh, that's crazy. I don't know what to say. I feel so touched right now. I don't know.
What are you doing?
Shopping. I'm so glad that I have been chosen
for of course
sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we're glad that you picked up.
Well, what is up, fellow of tees?
I guess there is a reason why we did call.
Yeah.
What?
There is a reason why we did call.
Today's the reason?
No, there is a reason.
Oh.
Trent, you want to tell him?
Yeah. Hey, Joel, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you, Trent, loud and clear.
Okay. The reason we called you is to let you know that this is the last episode of the Tucked and Tee podcast for season one.
Oh, no.
Season one is over.
What am I gonna do? My Mondays.
Well,
it's no Tuesdays, longer. I mean,
or whatever day.
You know, that day, whenever they decide to
the one
upload.
Day,
yeah,
you know, the
day of uploading. What will I do?
You'll have to wait for season two. And
man.
Well, we want to let you know, along with everyone else, that there will be a season two.
We're really nailing that down right now.
Yeah. But with school ending and lives changing.
Ways parting.
We wanted
ways are parting. Let me tell you something.
They really are.
This is how we're starting the podcast, by the way.
Yeah, this is the very first thing.
Do what?
This is how we're starting the podcast.
This is the very first.
Oh, my gosh. What? I'm at the beginning?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's going to be one sad episode.
I'm honored.
We just wanted a live reaction from a devoted fan.
I don't think we could have asked for better. That was perfect.
I don't know what to say. Can't wait for season two, I guess.
There you go. Hey, optimism.
And hey, look. Okay, this is episode 45. And as you know, Tucked and Tee Podcast is a big fan of soccer.
Yes.
Soccer is divided up into 45-minute halves, okay?
My favorite pastime.
Oh, whoa.
So we're stopping at 45, but guess what? Like every soccer game, there's always a halftime show. So Expect a couple halftime shows.
Hey, I can't wait for halftime.
In between season one and season two, there'll be a couple halftime shows. Lord willing.
Lord willing.
Season finale. I can't believe this.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for picking up, though.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Hope you're not busy or anything.
I'm not. Okay. I'm just getting dinner.
Are you wearing your tee tucked in?
Yeah. Obviously. I've been like every day, every second of my life, I go to sleep, shirt tucked in.
That is good to hear.
I'm glad that we have influenced someone.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you guys for supplying my Mondays with, I don't even know with what you guys bring to the table. Thank you for it.
You're welcome. There's no better way to describe that. That's wonderful.
Well, thank you, Joel,
thank you
for your support in every way.
hey, next season will be different. Trent's going to be married.
Yeah.
We'll have a new man on
Yeah, you won't even recognize my voice nor my character.
He's going to sound like a married man.
I know. Yeah. Can't wait. I can't wait for that.
Me neither.
Cool. Well, Joel, I'm sure we'll see you around.
I'll see you around, I guess.
Okay. All right. Send it off.
All right. Stay tucked.
And.
See you, Joe.
See ya.
That was the best 5 minutes and 43 seconds that could have happened at the beginning.
Well, I guess if you guys haven't gotten it by now, season one has come to an end.
Yeah.
People are freaking out. I know. It's trending all over the internet.
The world does not know what to do.
It just has to happen.
Yeah. What'd they say?
Our arms are being twisted.
All good things stay all tucked in.
And for a season.
Mm-hmm.
If need be.
A time to record. For a time to stop recording. Exactly. Time to post, a time to repost.
And a time to laugh.
We should just start from episode one and repost every week.
Hey, remember this one? You guys like this one? This is a good one.
Yeah.
You guys remember LaBelle James? Anyone?
Hey.
Who's out there remember LaBelle James?
LaBelle James. I would like to know your all's favorite episodes.
Yeah, we'll
still check the mail.
We'll respond to your emails next season.
We're going to have a pile of mail. Not really.
If you guys are wondering, how long is the break going to be? So to the couple people that were wondering that, Lord willing, the school year, when it starts back up. We're here at the end, winding down school. As you can tell, and you could probably definitely notice how we have been a little bit
worse
at this. And we've just been packed. But we hope to bring it to you fresh next year, and we're going to be, not next year, I mean, it's only a couple months.
Mm-hmm. Breaks are great. Breaks are good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're going to bring it fresh, and we're going to be fun. And
fresh, the Fresh Fun Season 2. I like that.
We're changing the name.
Season 1, just being silly. Season 2, fresh and fun. Love that.
Okay, merch coming in 2025.
Merch dropping tomorrow. Get your merch over the break. All right.
Man.
Yeah, so obviously you might have seen it coming. I don't know if we'd mentioned it before at all or alluded to it maybe, perhaps.
Or maybe this is like, what? Who?
Or
what?
Maybe you're like, no! But I really doubt anybody said that.
Besides Joel.
Joel said... What am I going to do?
And I'm sure there's others, you know, who are just so dependent on us.
How prideful of you.
No doubt that there have been some people who listen every week. And
I think to believe you.
That'll shift a couple schedules.
Yeah.
What's something you do every week? Let's stop talking about the end.
What do I do every week?
What's something you do every week without
fail? Brush my teeth.
Comb my hair, shower.
At least once a week.
Brush my eyebrows.
What, something I do every week?
Mm-hmm.
Like only once a week?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Go to... I was going to say go to church, but I go more than once a week.
It was every day.
I go every day to the house of the Lord. Funny story about that. We can allude to this later, but I'll be living in a church next year.
Season cliffhanger.
Yeah. Next season, I'm living in a church, so... Get ready for extra spiritual time.
Obviously, being the baptistry and...
No, something I do every week. Oh, man.
Laundry for me.
Laundry. That's a good weekly thing to do.
Basically, every week on Wednesday.
I think I used to have more weekly habits, and they've kind of fizzled out as I've gotten busier with school and whatnot. I'd like to start them again. I would like to start them again. I do this every week.
That was it.
Boom. Every week. Boom. Until
shifting our own schedules.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. We're about to not do this every week, and it's going to be different.
I'm going to be like,
different.
Hey, what do I
stay
do?
Stay tucked.
All right, see you guys.
No. I won't keep talking about the end. We can talk about the end at the end.
Talk about the
Let's talk about the middle, huh? How about the middle?
Don't cry because it's over.
Don't cry because of spilled milk, they say.
Cry because it happened. And you realize
now that, I do remember that quote.
That you wasted 45 episodes.
Don't cry because it's over.
Life.
Smile because it happened. It's a great quote from, I think it was Dr. Seuss. Not really sure, but Alex, do you have another weekly routine you do? Or is it just the podcast of laundry?
I can't say I have too much more. I mean, we kind of just have... Yeah, that's kind of it. I mean, yeah.
And that's okay, man. Most things you want to do more than once a week, usually.
Yeah, like change your teeth, socks.
Change your socks. Probably talk to people.
That's a thing. Do you change your socks every time you wear them?
Are we talking about this on the podcast?
Yeah, socks.
Last episode, spilling secrets. My hygiene secrets, Alex. We've already talked about my hygiene enough.
Do you flip your socks inside out so you can wear them again?
Yeah, and I switch feet. I get four uses out of one pair of socks.
I only own three pairs.
I only own two.
And I have
two
dark
socks.
I have a dark blue sock, but then if I flip it inside out, it turns to light blue. So
I'm telling you, reversible socks is the market all the day.
I love my blue / I love my black / gray socks, and I love my.
Wait a minute. Are we onto something here? Reversible socks? It's got to be a thing already. But it could be our thing.
That sounds pretty nasty.
Well, not that you wear them twice, but depending on your outfit, you can just wear them either way. Like, you just wear them once, but they could be two different colors. You see what I mean?
I see what you mean.
See what I mean? Does that even work the same?
But I feel like, is that...
It would probably decrease quality. Or we could just sell socks of... doesn't matter.
Maybe make the thickest socks of all time.
It doesn't matter.
You
we
go
should,
up a shoe size.
All our tangents, Alex. I don't know if we ever are not on a tangent, to be honest. I think this whole thing is a tangent.
Tucked in tangent podcast.
Tucked in tangent. No, if it's all a tangent, is anything really a tangent? Because if the theme is no theme, then you're really off theme.
Our theme is no theme.
Our theme be no theme.
Let your theme be no theme.
To theme or not to theme? That is the question.
See, I was just wondering something, but it seems like...
It seems like I don't want to do
that
you no more.
Be all right. I don't know.
All right, Alex. Seeing as this is our last episode here, that means we only have one more of something else.
One.
Oh, yeah, of season one. Or not. More. Never again will you hear our voices unless you replay episode one. Don't ever replay episode one.
Or two.
Or two.
Or
stay
three.
Away.
Or four.
Stay away. 45 episodes. Yeah. Just can we appreciate that?
I
for
mean,
a
give
second?
Me a high five.
Put her there. Oh. Locked in, locked out. All right. Yeah, we surprised ourselves, too, with 45 episodes.
We surprised so many. We had people tell us that we wouldn't make it throughout the school year. We had people tell us that we wouldn't last a couple months.
So
guess what, people?
We lasted, but the quality didn't uphold, I don't think.
Leave that up to the fans,
but
not
that's
to
up
us.
To you. Yeah, it's up to you to decide. All right, so that means we have one more fan mail, Alex. Do you want to save that? Do you want to reveal that later? Or do you want to get into it? Because it's totally up to you. There's no theme, especially on our last episode. This is chaos.
This is
absolute madness.
The themeless finale.
The themeless finale. It themed that it's a themeless.
What's the character that talks like that? Daffy?
Sylvester?
Oh, yeah, it's... Sylvester.
Sylvester. I've never really seen those very much. I'm surprised I knew that. I don't even know if that was right.
I used to watch the baby version.
I have seen that as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else did you do as a kid?
Well, oh, let me tell you. I got some memories. I think we talked about it before on here.
No, we've talked about everything, probably.
Yeah, what have we not talked about? Name it. Go ahead.
Losing
talked about
stuff.
It. Talked about it.
Actually, that's something that I've been doing a lot.
Losing stuff.
Yeah, I've been losing everything.
Losing your mind.
Losing
your mind.
Cabeza.
Mi loco en la cabeza. All right, what are you losing?
Wallet? I lost keys.
Keys.
And wallets. And I feel like I just need an AirTag on everything.
What's the most valuable thing you've ever lost? Do you remember? Or like maybe it meant the most to you. Most sentimental? I got one if you don't.
Yeah, go ahead, Kay. Say something, and then I'll think about it.
So a lot of times when I was younger, I didn't have a job. Okay, that was pretty obvious. As a
loser!
Child, oh, my goodness. As a child, I didn't work And so if I got something like really nice as far as like a clothing thing, it was a gift, obviously, because I didn't make money and go pay for it. Or it was like something that was a hand-me-down from somebody. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time I got this really nice this Nike jacket from somewhere. Someone gifted it to me or something. Not to say that we were like, that we did, like we were some really poor family that didn't get anything and everyone gave us stuff. That's not what I'm trying to say. But
someone gave anyway. Me a pair of socks.
I got a pair of reversible socks. I can finally wear blue.
I wore every day.
I've been wearing two pairs for 4 months. One pair a month and I flip them inside out and I switch to feet. Oh, yeah. Okay. So I had this jacket. That just flew out of my mouth. That's scary. That is so scary. That's so scary. I had this really nice jacket from Nike. Full zip. All right, I'm trying to move past. I'm trying to get over this. All right. Ellie's still stuck.
All right.
I had this nice jacket. We went to a basketball tournament, played on a basketball team for our small Christian school. And
go Eagles.
Go Eagles. Actually, we didn't really have... That was the crowd cheering.
The sound of the Eagles.
The eagle have landed. And... So I had this really nice jacket. We were at a tournament, actually. And I wore it to the tournament, took it off before the game. I wasn't wearing this jacket during the game, so I took it off, set it with all my stuff in the bleachers. After the game, I asked somebody, hey,
this is going.
Could you please grab my stuff? They grabbed my stuff all right, but they didn't grab one stuff.
They missed the stuff.
They didn't bring my jacket. I don't know how it got missed. I should have just done it myself. Lesson learned. You want things done right, got to do it yourself.
Go ahead. Go ahead, call him out. Who was it?
I don't remember. I want to say it was my little brother, but I can't be for certain. Speaking of my little brother, there's another story after this I can tell. Anyway, lost that jacket. That meant a lot to me. Because when I wore that, you ever have something you wore and you just felt cool? Like it felt cool to wear? You just thought you looked cool.
I can't say I've ever felt that way.
All right. Well, I've felt that way. I still feel that way. Don't it look so cool to me, Alex?
That's a cool jacket, bro.
I know. I hope I don't lose it. And so, yeah, I lost that jacket. Sad day. I still think about it. I actually thought about it this last week for some reason. Glad it popped in my head because now I remembered it for this.
I once lost my wallet when I was young.
So, do you have money in there? $5?
I think I had a couple minutes.
Couple minutes.
I think I had a couple monies because we were on our way to camp.
Sorry, sir. I lost some time. I lost some time. Can you help me? No, man, you can't gain that back. No, it was just a couple minutes, man. Just a couple minutes.
Can you spot me some minutes?
It was just in a leather wallet.
We were on our way back from camp, and I thought I left it in the van.
Oh.
It wasn't in the van. But it's not that I had a bunch of money because I'm just a little child.
It's more that
I made the wallet.
Really?
Out of duct tape.
You had a duct tape wallet too?
Do you remember when that
put
was
her
a
there.
Thing? Do you
oh
remember?
My.
That
goodness.
Was something. Yeah. I mean, you always had a duct tape wallet.
Yeah, those were so cool. Duct tape wallets, duct tape purses, and bags were in for a while. Did you ever see those juice box bags?
No.
Okay. Not juice box, juice pouches like Capri Sun.
No.
People would use Capri Suns and make like a bag out of them. Weird.
I've never seen anything like it.
I'm going to look it up now.
Weird.
Okay. Yeah, that's sad. Duct tape wallet. Black, silver duct tape. Where were we? Mine was camouflage duct tape.
No way.
Was it pixelated duct camouflage? Or just camouflage?
It's just camouflage.
Mine was pixelated camouflage. Yeah.
I thought you stole my...
I would never steal your $2.72.
I'm pretty sure I had a McDonald's gift card as well.
I would never steal your 7 minutes.
That was a good time. I remember on that trip, I bought someone a McFlurry, and they said they'd pay me back.
Uh-oh.
Guess what? Michaela never paid me back.
Oh, call her out.
Yeah, that's right. M&M McFlurry. Down the drain. I didn't get to eat it.
This is not what I thought it was.
Your Capri Sun?
Yeah.
Capri Sun?
Yeah, like these.
Show me. No, I never seen it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't remember if I knew anyone who had one. Look it up, guys. Juice box, juice pouch,
Capri
purse.
Sun.
Yeah.
Capri Sun tote bag.
Tote bag. We should. I would probably sport one of those.
Why didn't we ever make a Tucked and Tea tote bag?
Groceries.
Next season?
Tucked and Tea tote bag?
Tucked and Tea tote.
Is that necessary? Who's buying that?
I don't know.
Hey, guys, want to tote around your stuff?
I think so.
Another thing I lost from my brother was a pillow pet.
Oh, how'd you lose that?
So last week, I was, I'm just kidding, it was last week. I don't have a pillow pet anymore.
My roommate has a pillow pet.
Okay, well, no shame against him. Anyway, I had a pillow pet. We visited some cabins where we were going on vacation. We were in some cabins, and at those cabins, we stayed in some bunk beds. I specifically remember getting shocked by the outlet in that bunk bed. And I had my pillow pet there, my bunk bed. Obviously, of course, my little dog, pillow pet. Obviously a dog. We're packing up the van. I couldn't find my pillow pet. And I was like, I don't know where it is. I'm like, someone grabbed it because I looked everywhere. It wasn't there. We get in the van. We're driving away, and I'm like 20 minutes out. I'm like, I can't find my pillow pet. I was like, where is it? And my little brother looks at me and he says, I hid it under the bed in the cabin. I said, why would you do that? For some reason, in his little child mind, he thought it was a good idea. It was funny to hide my pillow pet under the bed. But we didn't turn around for it. So it got left.
Surely there's someone out there that thinks it's funny.
I hid it in my under your... Oh, it's probably funny now. Who's laughing now, huh? Hey, who's laughing now? Yeah, not me. I still miss Ruffish.
I had a little something that was not stolen from me. It was not stolen from me.
I had a little something.
But rather, it was taken from me.
By force?
From in front of my eyes, I done watched it. All right?
What was that?
As a kid, I was very attached to things. I just would get attached to so many things. Like,
understandable.
We changed our mailbox. And I cried.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I loved my mailbox. We were cutting our tree in the backyard, and I cried because I loved
it. Oh, wow. Tree. You were attached.
I just got attached to things.
Hey, I'm going to go break that chair. What are you going to do?
Please don't.
Don't touch the chair, man.
Why would you touch the chair? When we moved, I cried.
That is understandable, I think.
And so... You know, I get attached to things, and most things that kids have is stuffed animals. And so I had this little mallard. You know what a mallard is?
Yeah.
A duck.
Beautiful duck.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful duck.
Absolutely gorgeous.
And so I
look how it looks off the water.
I had this one, and it was just like my favorite ever. Like, I just loved it. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah. Beanie Baby?
I don't remember, to be honest.
Doesn't matter.
And I would have it carry around with me everywhere. One day we're having a garage sale, and as I'm carrying around, I kind of leave it in the garage. Obviously, when you have a garage sale, yard sale, you put it out in the driveway. So
yes.
I put mine in the garage, and I just thought it was safe and stuff like that. So I go inside, maybe for lunch or something. Who knows what for? And so I come on out, and I'm sitting there at the front of the garage, looking inside, where my dad and mom are handling some money. As a lady and her daughter are giving them money, and in exchange, they're getting my beautiful mallard, and I just like sit there and watch it. It's still ingrained in my brain.
Why didn't you stop them?
I was a little boy.
I think that mallard cried.
I was like, it's like a mallard. What? I was just a little boy, and I just like watched it get taken from me.
Wow.
Not taken. I mean, it's bought.
That's straight from Toy Story.
And I went up to my room and I cried, and. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's really sad. I'm about to cry.
It was pretty sad.
I feel sorry.
It was like a deep feeling in my... I think that was the first time I felt genuine pain.
Ah, wow. I'm sorry, Alex. Wow. Anyways. No, I'm kidding. I won't move on.
And that's why I think that I just struggle so much today with...
You know, I just...
Overeating.
Instead of crying when I move, I usually... Whenever I cry, I move. I don't cry because I moved. I moved because I cried. It's all mixed up now.
That's deep.
And usually whenever I cry now, I sell mallards. I just go out and I sell them. Because I started crying. Reverse psychology, now you feel better.
I start taking mallards.
I'm a mallard maniac.
It's actually really funny that I would replay that moment so many times in my head. And I still remember like replaying it in my head. And in all these scenarios, I'm like going up to this little girl. I'm just taking it.
Running away. Oh, wow.
Or like, I was just like so angry. I was just so like.
You straight multiverse it.
I mean, it was all in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
My frail little boy body.
Just but imagine still. How much fun. She probably still thinks of that mallard.
I doubt it. It probably got thrown in with her 100 other ones. I didn't even like.
She had a mallard farm.
I didn't even like stuffed animals that much. She
couldn't
much.
Tell them apart from the others.
But I loved my mallard.
Did you name him?
No, I don't know.
Okay, let's say name.
It was a while ago.
Say name on 3, 2, 1. Greg. Mallory. Oh, Mallory's a great choice. Except mallards are males.
Not mine.
That's what made him special.
That's why I loved her.
Okay, well, you know, maybe it's time to go to our last little. Yeah. Okay, this is the last one for now. Soak it up. Here we go. Hit it, boys.
Open now, it's time for fan mail.
Open now, it's time for fan mail.
Very good. Well, it is no joke that this is our last one because we only have one this week, if I'm seeing one. Right.
All right, so I guess we each have to read every other word.
I guess we will.
Oh, man.
Man, thankful so much for season one. Full of fans, by the way.
Yes.
Full of.
Oh my goodness! I love this. Oh wow! Have you seen it?
I'm looking at it now.
Oh, that is amazing. Okay. Yeah, I'm making a sticker of this. I'm glad we kept the store up. Hey, store's still up, by the way.
Store. That's so true, actually. Yeah. So store is up.
And I'm putting this on there.
Due to some complications, which are beyond our control, but that just gives you another. Opportunity to get some merch. Because if you're like, oh, I forgot to get merchandise.
Oh, my goodness. Next thing I know, the store is gone and there's no more merch for me to purchase.
But expect it. It'll probably be gone.
Expect it in the mail.
Here in the next, like, 3 weeks. So.
Yeah. But, hey, it's still up for now.
Yep, still up for now.
Hey, let's post these on the Patreon.
Okay.
We can have people vote.
Which one should we sticker?
Yes. Okay. But go ahead.
Okay, this one comes from Adrian Grantham.
Yes, great guy, great man.
He says, here are some logo ideas for PBU. By the way, PBU is Protein Baptist University.
It's amazing.
And in these logos are some great ones, just of like shakes, it looks like, and things like that, just really representing well.
Yes.
Our school.
What AI do you use to make logos like this?
I think any of them.
Really? All of them spell words wrong.
AI is so special.
Yeah, he's been with us from day one. Anyway, he also asked if you guys had a sports team, what would the mascot be?
If PBU had a sports
and
team.
And Alex, what really exemplifies both Christianity and masculinity?
And, I mean, just protein.
Okay, ready? We'll say it on 3, 1, 2, 3. Mallards.
Chicken. Mallards. Well, that's pretty close.
We both thought foul. We had some foul answers.
Foul ball.
No, I think it would have to be like a gorilla.
But how, what was that to do with
Christianity?
Chicken.
Chicken was just your idea you threw out there, and which was shot down. Wait, they don't fly. It was shot off the ground.
It would probably be like a protein shake, huh?
Our mascot is just a protein shake.
Sponsored by Ensure.
Sponsored.
Is your grandmother struggling? Is your grandmother struggling to eat her meals?
We'll contact every protein brand. Wow. Sponsored by Gatorade Protein Bars. Surprise, they don't taste like Gatorade.
Yeah, I really wanted.
What's the deal with that?
The grape. I was really looking forward to my grape protein
but
bar.
It's chocolate mint chip. Yeah, anyway. yeah, we have some logo designs here. We'll post some on the Patreon to get some interaction with it. But very well done. I would like to turn one of them into a sticker. Personally, the first one's already kind of made into a sticker. And so that's probably the one we'll go with. What are our colors, though? Did we say? Do we make colors?
I don't remember if we had school colors.
Oh, man. It doesn't matter. Red, we'll white, see. And blue. Of probably. Course, that just represents all of the stuff that we do. Wow. Thank you, Adrian. This was a great ending. Hey, let's take a second to appreciate the last fan mail. Play some, I don't know, reflective music.
In the arms of the angel.
All right, Alex.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
All right. A
whole season full of fan mail. We're looking forward to season two of it. You can leave fan mail, but it might. We might actually take a look at it during the halftime show.
Yeah, half-time maybe. Shows. I'm going to reply to this one here. I like the first one, an automated response. Boom.
I met a fan this past week.
Oh, really? Okay. Talk to me.
David. Played basketball with David.
You beat him?
Played volleyball with David.
Beat him up.
Played football with David.
Destroy him. Crush him. Smash.
He's an athlete.
Yeah.
Watch out, people. David's coming.
Beware. Hey, LaBille. David's coming, man.
How about LaDavid?
More like LaDavy. LaDavy?
He says he works at night.
Okay.
And that's when he listens.
Oh, wow. How'd you... Okay, I know how you met him. Never mind.
I met him because I went...
Yeah, you went places. You do things.
I went to Davidtown.
Went to Davidtown. Population, David.
David City. But he says he listens at night, overnight, or I don't know about if it's overnight. But,
I bet this sounds real night. Weird overnight. I and thought it sounds so weird during the
David,
day.
David, I just want to warn you, buddy. don't look around that corner too quick.
Stop.
Because there lies
a mallard
with his eyes
shot.
And in his webbed feet stands a
banana.
Look closely to your
right,
because there stands
brown
children who cry out for
sweet potatoes.
So, David, thanks so much for listening.
Sweet potatoes, please.
Senor, please. Can I sweet potato? Senor,
how do you say potato? Papa. How do you say sweet? Do you know?
Dulce.
So, is it, do you say them in reverse? Do you say sweet first or potato first? Does it matter?
I don't know if they might even have their own word. I guess I don't know. But if you were just to say sweet,
please,
potato,
the yams,
un papa dulce,
un papa dulce, papa dulce. They're not even crying out. There's
papa dulce.
Papa dulce. Okay. Anyway, yeah. Be careful, David. I'll watch around the corner. Well, it is we can finally say that fan mail was successful. Alex, I'm...
Boom.
Hey, last final shout-out to all y'all who put in fan mail this season of the Tucked in Tea podcast, hosted by Alex and Trenton. And we just want to give you a big shout-out. Thanks for all that you've done. Thanks for your interaction with us. And thanks for putting up with our lack of interaction through email with you. We wanted to respond, but we didn't really get to because we forgot. And please forgive us. We're very good at that. But anyways, back to our normal podcast. Thanks for taking this little break just to appreciate those who appreciate this podcast. Back to you, Trent.
Hey, guys.
How's that? What are you talking about? Is that how it sounds? Back to Trent.
What are we doing?
We don't know.
I don't even know either. Trent, I played some basketball.
Okay. Against David?
High stakes. No.
After David. Oh, okay.
Some high stakes basketball.
Okay.
In a basketball game. And, no, at our school we have, you know, just intramural basketball. It's very meaningless, very pointless.
Yeah,
but it's fun.
It's still fun.
But it's fun. You know, there's no stakes to it, no drama.
No pork chops.
But it's just fun, competitive play. And so we played, and we had to play two games that day, and we fought it out.
Oh, wow.
Won the first game by a measly, I think, 4 points.
That's close. That's a nail biter.
And won the second game.
Hey, by the way, don't bite your nails.
By a measly, I think, like 6 points.
Wow, two close games.
And that second game was the championship game. So you're looking at a two-time champion. Wait, what?
Two-time winner, one-time champion.
You're looking at a champion.
I think my team placed last.
So yeah, they definitely did. You guys didn't win.
No.
But guess what? I didn't win my first 2 years of school.
I didn't win my first three. Beat that.
Did you actually not win last year?
No.
Really?
I made one or two games.
So you did win.
No. Just one or two.
Hmm.
I'm proud of you, though. I wish I would have been there to see it. I'm not sure what I was doing.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
I was just out wandering around looking for mallards. It's a bad habit.
I love a good mallard, for sure.
I love a good mallard. Actually, I saw a mallard 2 days ago on campus.
What?
Yeah, are you done with the basketball? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm done.
I interrupted
I just wanted
you.
To say, guys, I'm a champion.
Woo! Thank you, Alex.
Yep, I'll take my reward now, please. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, here's your check for 7 minutes. No, I saw a mallard. I was walking back to the dorm, and I saw a guy just staring past, like, the parking lot into the grass. And I walked over there because I was very curious at the moment. And there's a little puddle, not very big, probably the size of this little table. And in that puddle was a beautiful mallard, green, nice hair.
Slick back.
Feathers. And then I'm assuming his lovely wife. I think they were honeymooning. They were just enjoying their time, just a little puddle. And they're just digging that little puddle. It was just the lawn that had built up a little puddle. So I don't know, there must be some special bugs in the grass they're eating. But they're just loving it. They're floating there. I'm like, this is peace and this is serenity.
Then I shot him.
And that... And also, there's a traffic cone in that same puddle. And I was like, something about this isn't right. This really breaks the picture here.
And then some little like, girl and her mom were
careful,
paying.
Careful, not in the road work. Nope, out of the puddle.
Some little girl was purchasing it.
Have you read the OSHA violation? So
my dad was selling it. The mallard, he said, that'll be 7 minutes, please.
And this little girl came and she bought the mallard. And I said, you can't do that.
And then I replayed the moment in my head.
I thought about it. I said, what would I do? I said, I'd take the traffic cone, right?
I'd put it over this little girl's head.
And that's not where I was going. I'd put it in front of their car so they can never...
And then I hit her like a pinata.
What? That is a dark way to end this season, Alex. Very dark. I'm disappointed.
Then lighten it up.
All right, let's lighten it up.
Light it up.
Light it up. All right, well, thanks for sticking with us through 45 episodes. And if you skipped ahead just to this episode, good call, man. Good call.
Appreciate
you. Well done.
You did good. He did right.
All right.
Oh, and I met Jude.
Oh.
Josiah and Lily and Jade.
Rude Jude.
Mm-hmm. Rude Jude. No, Jude's actually so cool.
Oh, cool. Good.
Yeah. I'm not even going to lie, hey, I'll be completely honest right now.
Yeah.
Jude, you're way cooler than I thought you'd be.
Oh, sweet.
I mean, he's probably, I don't think he listens, so maybe his brothers or sisters will have to tell him that.
Yeah. Let him know.
But it's
no,
true.
No, you better let him know. Don't even look at your sister and say you're not going to. Let him know.
Hey, we'll call you Peggy again. All right, Jade?
Never mind. Never mind. Never mind.
Oh man, oh man. Alex. The Steelmans. Great family.
Thankful for them.
Duck hunting. Nope. What, was that what they were doing?
Squirrel hunting? He had the squirrel on his.
Yeah, they went duck hunting, right?
Turkey.
Turkey.
Pretty much a duck.
Mallard.
I think, what's the difference between a mallard and a turkey? Yeah, someone tell me, because I can't figure it out.
I don't know.
One was on Thanksgiving and one was later on.
The Pilgrims ate one of them.
The Pilgrims, they said, that looks yum. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Alex, to wrap up just a little bit here. Do you want to do some funny little superlatives?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
We'll start it off with...
Okay, okay.
greatest.
I'll have to look through these and make sure that they're okay.
Oh, yeah. I'll start us off, if that's all right.
Okay, go ahead, man.
All right, we're going to go with the podcast's greatest YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
That goes to Babadon Skits.
Babadon Skits, 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 Skits.
Babadon Skits, yep. Congratulations, you win. Tucked in Tea podcast favorite YouTube channel.
You win the Tucked in Tea money. $5 of credit on our store that Alex will be paying. All right, well done.
Congratulations, Babadon Skits.
Well done. Okay, Alex, what what was the listener comment or fan mail that absolutely broke us? Just absolutely, we lost it on. What was the funniest? I think I know exactly
Miss
what
Kim.
This is. Miss Westmoreland. Kim Westmoreland. Oh, man. That was hilarious. We lost it. If you're still listening, Miss Kim, thank you.
It all started because, you know, her name.
I don't even know what
last name
that
is
was.
Westmoreland. And, yeah.
We forgot to read the rest of the email before we made comments on it.
So we kind of went on about, you know, that's what the settlers were doing. Or the Indians or whatever.
Yeah.
Westmoreland.
Like, that is definitely what Squanto said.
And then we go on to read later on, and she says that she listened with her grandchildren. Oh, so Miss Kim, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for letting that happen, I guess.
Yeah. Thank you for making that happen.
All right. Alex, what is your favorite of all the 45? Well, okay, well, I guess 44, because we haven't named this one. What was your favorite episode title that we had?
I'm going to have to go.
What was your favorite? I have to look.
Actually have to go to just number one.
Yeah.
Open Aisle 10.
That was an Alex original. I'll say it first.
It was just, it's all around just good.
37-minute episode.
Wow. We didn't know what we were saying.
We didn't. Well, we still don't know what we're saying, but at least we have better quality now. Yeah. I like that too. All right.
All right. Next superlative goes to email.
I haven't even said my favorite. Oh. All right. Next G. Okay. You just wanted to say your name.
Good.
No, that's fine.
Good.
I want to pull from the most clever.
Okay.
Like the most clever name. And I think it's got to be Theme Park Pastor. Love that. I love that one. Theme Park Pastor.
That's such a good one. Oh,
that's a great one.
We kind of hit a prime for a little bit.
I think we did. Another day, another $37.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
LaBelle James. That was it. Yeah, that's right. Great one. I think we got less humorous. Like, I think we lost some of our comedic timing, comedic comments as we went along. I think we just got busy. Just sucked the comedy right out of us. If we ever were comedians, we never were, but We the People was also good.
Oh, yeah, that was a great one. Talking backwards.
Yeah, that was. So, I remember the day that happened because I called him and I was like, I don't know what we're going to. I feel like we're like in a business venture. I don't know what we're going to name this one, man. Give me some ideas. Shoot something at me.
The deadline's coming up.
And I was throwing out things, and I knew they weren't going to land, but I was just trying to get our juices flowing.
He's throwing spaghetti at the wall.
And he's like, no, no, no. He's like, what about this? Talking back words, like words as in words. I was like, boom, bingo. And that's how that happened.
$1 million business.
Halfway to Hawaii.
It's a good one.
It's a good one, too. Joel comes to those that wait, or Dwayne the Flexible Handyman. Get it, Anita. Anyway. Wow. I really like these. An itty bitty witty wittiness. Ah, great ones. 25 minutes and 25 degrees is also great. Oh, okay. Anyways, enough about that. Great. Okay. My favorite, Theme Park Pastor. All that to say, Theme Park Pastor. I was just reminiscing for a second. Sorry, guys. That was fantastic. All right. You got another one? Hit me.
Yeah, superlative goes to the email that females. Wait, no, the female
what?
The female that emails.
Female.
That superlative goes to Lily Steelman.
Lily. Yeah.
Thank you for being a female that emails.
Absolutely. Okay. all right. Let's see. What was our...
Well, Dun, 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 dun. Open now, it's time for fan mail. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Okay, well, I don't have another one. Okay, most dramatic reading of a fan mail. This one's simple.
Say it on three.
One, two, three. The one time.
Who made the story?
I don't remember.
Martin. Martin, yeah.
Yeah. The story was great. There was Martin also Lee. One, remember that we read? I read in an old British voice. Or not British, but an old voice.
Was that Jalen?
I don't remember. Maybe it was. Anyway, some great females this semester.
I don't know.
All right. Well, okay, Alex, so the two of us, who's most likely to tell a story without giving an ending?
Me.
You think so? Probably because I interrupted you. I do that so much. If I ever listen back, I get annoyed at myself because I interrupt Alex a lot. It's a pride issue, folks. Don't be prideful. Just don't.
Guys, you guys actually don't know this about him, but he tried to name the podcast Trent's
Wonderland.
Trent's Most Amazing Fun Time Podcast. Trent. And I was like, dude, can I like at least have a say in it? He's like, no.
Man. No.
And I was like, bro, like, what about Alex? And he goes, well, I put the letter A in there, and amazing.
Yeah, amazing. That's for you. Actually, the podcast is under Alex. So, something to say about them. Yeah. Yeah.
Just so I get full custody.
All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've been playing this out forever.
I know you have. All right. What's the most tangible topic that turned into like the entire episode, do you think? Anything come to mind? We tangent all the time.
Yeah, really, nothing comes to mind because it's
every I guess that's all we are. I'd probably say the baloney one was the most consistent, or the doctor thing recently. I just consistently was out the whole episode.
Hey, doctor in here.
Excuse me, sir.
You got a doctor in here?
Sorry about that.
I'm looking over there. I'm looking over here. Up, down. Where the doctor at?
You know, something funny I'm noticing about this room.
There ain't no doctor! Okay? Not a single one!
Yeah, do you get what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay, anyway, we just did it again. Whoops. I just surprised myself.
Who was
Whoops. I don't even know how I made that voice. That was very, very deeper than I thought it was going to be.
Was that a doctor?
Whoops. There is a doctor. Doctor, fix me. I have problems. Okay, Alex, last one here. You got anything? I love putting Alex on the spot. All right, last superlative, Alex.
All right, goes to
us.
The most
failed Patreon posts. Trent and Alex.
Oh, don't remind me.
All right, what do you got though, Froome? Anything? Or is that concluding of our award-winning tea talks?
Oh, most hateful email.
Most hateful email.
It's that one guy.
The one guy.
I don't remember.
It's
his name.
Not random enough. It's just not random enough.
I don't remember his name. Was it Ben?
Oh, we have showed you random.
Squirrel?
Ben Squirrel. That sounds right. Ah, oh, Mallard.
Yeah, something like that. You guys remember him? Anyone?
We do. It still hurts. It was kind of like that Mallard moment for my life where I sat there and I was like, I replay it over and over and over. I said, if only I had a traffic cone. If only there was a traffic cone.
I would have went piñata mode on this girl.
What? Why? I don't want to leave that in there. I truly don't. I'll leave that up to you. If you're hearing it, it's because he left it in.
I'm going to hit the Papa Dulce all out of here.
Okay. I'm going to hit the sweet potato. You see what I'm working with here, guys? Do you see what I'm working with? All right. Well, Alex, we're sitting at a cushy 50 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I don't. That surprised me so much. I wonder if you can hear it on the pod like we heard it live. Did you hear it?
It just.
It was
know.
Different. It, like, I left my body for a second and someone else took over, I guess.
Like that one time when you sang?
Yeah.
Here's a moment where Trent was singing a song from The Prince of Egypt. Y'all know that one?
Yeah.
That movie.
I don't know what song it was.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's like, all I ever wanted.
Oh, yeah, all I ever wanted. All I've ever known. Oh, man, that moment, I felt so good.
But he, like, sang that little part, and it sounded unbelievable. Like, there was two guys in the room with just me and another guy. We both looked at Trent, like, whoa. And, like, Trent's not a bad singer. Like,
but I'm nothing exceptional, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, he's just, he's no...
I'm no...
I don't even know. I don't even...
Why would you relate me to her? Why is that...
I don't...
Why is that the first name that pops in your head when you thought of me singing?
I had to think of singers, and I was like, okay, think...
oh, my goodness.
Like, halftime.
We're cutting that, too. It's all being cut.
I had to think of NFL Super Bowl halftime show, because I was like...
I think I'm cutting everything you said this episode.
We did not endorse anything about... I don't even know about... I don't... I'm not saying her name. I don't even know anything about her, but... All I know is that she's a singer, and so I just try to think of someone who's famous for singing.
Okay. All right, then.
And if you don't know who she is, good.
Please.
Hey, it's the last season of season one.
I hate that we went on a bit for this, because we have to cut it out. We just got to bleep out the name of the person that you've been saying, so they're not even going to know who you were saying. But it's okay.
But is no one... Okay. I mean, it could be so bad. I don't know who she is.
All right. Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, Alex.
He sounded good. What did he say? That's all.
Listen, man. It was a good song. He sounded real good.
All right. Sweet, 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 sweet.
Sweet potato.
Thursday, just.
Dorsey, 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 Papa. So, Alex, this is it.
Oh, man.
This is, we can see the end of the tunnel.
This is what we've all been waiting for, really.
Ever since the first moment, we've been waiting. It is incredible, Alex, that we've done 45 episodes of this Mamma Jamma.
It sure has been that.
And it has been nothing less than we thought it would be.
But nothing more than a joy.
Nothing more than an absolute treat for us. And it, I mean...
I'm having a blast.
Although it is an absolute mess of a podcast, it is so... It's been such an enjoyment and such a good time to see you guys get on board with it. Because this, as I say, mm-hmm. is our brainchild that just... It happened one day. And ever since then, over a year, about a year-ish later, here we are. I guess 45 weeks later. That's a good way to estimate.
Yeah.
45 weeks later. Maybe 46, I think we skipped one. 46 16. Weeks later, here we are. We have a little community that we'll never forget. We've made some memories with people that we may never meet in person.
Crazy, dude.
And we took money from people and didn't post on Patreon.
Oh, boy. We're gonna just go ahead and cancel our Patreon.
Patreon.
So don't worry. Oh, well, okay, here's what we'll do. Because they still might want to look at it.
Yeah.
But we'll
kick
find a way.
Out. We'll make it public, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make it free or something.
Okay.
For the summer.
Yep. Then you're paying after that.
And then when we come back, I think we maybe just start fresh and try to
do it. We'll start at 25 cents.
But it's kind of nuts to think that we're, you know, 7 weeks off from a year.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
9 weeks.
I'm not going to question that math. It sounds right to me. And that is crazy to think about. Absolutely insane. And we couldn't have imagined it going any better. This blew our minds that we could have such a fan mail every week.
And people wearing shirts with our sayings.
Yeah. Hey, they're still for sale. Go ahead. We put them to the lowest price possible. So go ahead. Go ahead. Treat yourself.
We'll wait.
We'll wait.
It's like the teacher whenever they're talking. You're talking in the class. I'll wait.
No, that's okay. You want to teach? Hey, everyone, he's saying something really important. Listen to him.
Hey, everyone, Alex is talking. Let's listen
to
Alex.
Then they hit you with, so why'd you come here? You come here to listen? Or did you come here to talk?
Hey, if you're going to talk all the time?
Because I came here to talk today.
Why'd you come to school? My mom made, no, to learn.
Yes. Because I have to learn.
Yes, ma'am.
From me.
Say yes, ma'am. Okay.
Are you a mallard? That should not have been that funny to us.
I don't think so. No one else thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny.
Put her there.
Put her there. Hey, to 45 weeks and a bright halftime ahead of us.
Here, here.
Here, here, here. So, hey, enjoy your summer without Narbis and without our voices, unless you replay it all. But so many inside jokes that we created with you all. And you can still go back and listen. I wouldn't recommend it, but you could. You could. It's a possibility.
It'll come sooner than you know it.
Hey, it definitely will. For sure. Absolutely.
And like we said, expect a couple halftime shows.
Man, are they going to be great?
I think they're going to be amazing.
They're going to be unbelievable. Okay. So, to wrap it up, Alex, this week, along with my fiance, we're able to get an apartment.
Ba-dum-bum.
And the Lord really provided, and that's a whole nother story in and of itself, just how the Lord took care of that. But in going through all that, super exciting and whatnot, part of that process was calling the electric company to get everything turned on. It was a brand new build. No one's been in there before. Electric's never been turned on since it's been renovated, so I had to call them. Did I tell you how long I was on hold already?
No.
Okay. So the whole phone call in total, 2.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
Guess how much of that I was on hold.
2 hours and 20 minutes.
No, not that bad.
2 hours.
No, not that
hour
bad.
Hour 40.
Hour 30. Hour 30, and an hour of it was at one time.
True.
So, which, hey, I got to talk to them. Everything was fine, even though there's some other weird stuff that happened. Regardless of that, I called them, talked to them about, all this is leading up to my spiritual talk, by the way. It's just it's a lot of introduction, so hang on tight. Mm-hmm. Context is key. That's what they say, to preach biblically. Okay, so I called them, talked to them about electric. They said to me, all right, we're going to transfer you over to get you verified and everything, and you'll be all set to go. Okay, Mr. Potter? And I said, okie dokie. I was on hold for an hour. When I do get picked up on the other end, it was a guy who talked, and he called me buddy. He was like, hey, buddy. Okay, buddy. We're good, buddy. Okay, bud. Bud, we're going to do this, buddy. And so he asked me at one point, he said, where do you think I'm from? And I was like, the only people I know who talk like that are from Canada. So I was like, are you from Canada? He's like, no, other side of the world. And I was like, I have no idea. He said,
India.
He's from Australia, but he didn't sound Australian. Mm. So I kind of felt dumb. He's like, I'm Australian, buddy. And I was like, he did not sound Australian at all. Sorry. I didn't tell him that because I was like, I don't want to offend him. You don't sound a lick of Australian. But he was. Anyway, talked to him. Turns out it wasn't verification for electric at all. It was actually about internet. And I didn't have to wait that long to call him. I could have set up the internet in a different way. So, but the blessing that came from talking to this young 22-year-old from Australia, I also made a joke to my mom and I told her, I said, I think the hold was so long because they had to ship the phone across to Australia over the ocean. Anyway, so it was funnier in the moment because it's pretty clever.
I gotcha. Okay, yeah, got you.
I just want to make sure no one thinks I'm not that funny. Okay, cool. I talked to him and he told me, he said, you know, Trent, you're getting married here. You're only 21 and you have an apartment. He's like, it seems like you got your life together. I'm like, I wish I was like that. And I told him, I was like, it's all God. And I just said, you know, God is good and he provides. And he said, all the time, God is good. And I said, amen. And we started talking a little bit about Christian stuff. And he said something to me that is so, so simple. And I think we've mentioned it multiple times, honestly, on the podcast before. But it hit me that this guy, who I don't know how religious he actually is, enough to talk about it. But he said this. He said, you know, Trent, we should be very thankful for everything we have every day. Because the things that we take for granted, like waking up and a roof over our head, some people, that's their prayer. They say they pray to God that he would give them that. And yet we wake up and we got it. We don't even think. We go throughout our day. And I said, well, I didn't know. I just called the revival hotline. And then he kind of moved on. He's like, all right. So do you want to have that Wi-Fi installed? And he hit me with it though. And I just thought about that. And it's so simple, and it seems like it's just a reoccurring theme for us in the podcast. Cause I think it's a very necessary principle for life is just gratitude, gratefulness. We just are so ungrateful in how we live today. And the culture cultivates that in our lives to be ungrateful and to be feeling entitled and feeling like that we deserve something, which in reality we don't. Everything is a gift from the Lord. And I just thought about that what I take for granted today, some people are praying for and asking God, please, please give me a place to sleep tonight. Please give me some food. And I don't even think about that kind of stuff. And so think about it. Be grateful.
Yeah.
Again, I know we mentioned gratefulness probably like every other podcast, it seems like, but it just keeps coming up. So maybe we all need to be reminded of it, which I know we do, but yeah. So learn a lesson from, I don't remember his name, but a 22-year-old Australian man who was just trying to sell me Cox Mobile. And
direct your world.
Yeah, he ruined my mind in a good way. Yeah. So there it is. All that to say, be grateful for everything that the Lord gives you, provides for you in life. Don't take it for granted. Don't. Because when we take it for granted, I was hoping something else deep would come. Because when we take it for granted, that's when
we lose
sight
of your grandkids.
What? No. When we take things for granted, then we lose sight of the blessings God's given us, and we look ahead to what we want and what we desire instead of looking around us and say, God, thank you for what I have. There. Okay.
When you take it for granted...
Oh, you're still on it.
You lose thankfulness for what has already been granted.
When you take things for granted, you start being uprooted where you've been planted. How about that over a bar, huh? All right. I didn't want to make it funny again.
Put that in your gum and chew it.
I didn't want to make it all tangity again.
Yeah. But also to add a little bit of tangent.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned earlier in the podcast about you live in a church.
Oh, yes. I
so might as well put clarity to that.
Yeah. The apartment was in a renovated church building. So we'll be living in a church building where I will be the head usher and I'll go around and collect offerings at everybody's door every week.
And they will escape the church.
They'll tithe to me and I shall give it to our church every week.
Here.
Huzzah. All right, Alex. You got anything to share?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Please.
I was just...
Is it gratefulness?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just thinking this week and just, you know, where we're at and in our lives, and we're just so focused and we're so set on our future. Like, and that's a great thing. And like, and it is so key. It is so vital that we would even be thinking that way. Like, you're always supposed to be looking, you know, to the next thing. And so, it's almost just like you're rowing and it feels sometimes like you're going upstream and you just can't even do it. Like, you're going, just trying to stay afloat, just trying to get it done, trying to keep moving forward and getting through just life. And life gets tough, and we know that, and it gets tough for people in different ways, and some people just, it's way more tough, and so you have, you know, you can have some deep hurt You can have some mourning, some grief. You can have some internal problems that you're still going through. And this is just, this will weigh down on you, absolutely, 100%. And it's taking away from our goal as Christians to just live like Christ, to just live in a way that's Christ-honoring, that would be pleasing to the Lord. And in trying to live that way, that's our goal, you know, that's what we're working towards. Like I was saying, it just gets tiring, and you're just being just beat against with the waves, and it just sometimes you're like, I can't even do this. And so in doing that, you know, you want to live for Christ, and there's things that get in the way, and I found myself at this point just this past week, and I just, in the time of prayer, I was just praying to God, and I was like, Lord, you know, help me, Lord, to just, to be more like you, and help me to get through this time, and that kind of thing. And it was while I was praying that I like felt the Lord just saying to me, don't forget to do it without me. In a very loving and tender way, I felt him saying, don't forget me, don't forget that I am the one who's supposed to be driving this journey of yours, that I'm supposed to be one that you're getting strength from. And it was in that moment, I was just like, man, it's so easy just to be like, I gotta get through, I gotta push, gotta do right, gotta be happy, you know, all these things. And you're like, man, I'm this is wearing on me. And it just felt like the Lord is always going to be sitting there saying, well, don't forget about me. Don't forget I'm the one where you're drawing strength from. Don't forget I am the one that is supplying you strength in this time. That it's not what you can do for me, but it's just what you'll let me do through you. And how he's doing that, how he gets us through, is just by driving us with his word and in a strong relationship with him, as he is the one that has the strength, you know, because we are so weak as humans, and we could spend forever talking about our own failures, weaknesses, and issues. But in every single one of those low points, there stands God, who is great, who is powerful, who is loving and caring and merciful, to drive us through every moment of our life. When it feels like we're going downstream, and when it feels like we're fighting the current, God's always there, because he has enough strength to get us through. And so that's kind of where I just want us to think this week, and just thinking, I've been thinking about, just get your strength from God. Mm-hmm. Get your strength from God. And in all the moments that you're feeling, just let God be the one that's driving you forward, and that's pushing you to live more for him. And that's the goal. Like we said, that's what we all want to do. But it's going to get rough and everything. But trusting God to strengthen you and letting him do that, drawing strength from him. Because, I mean, he'll never run out. Yeah. And so just going to God has been kind of my... Going to God for strength has been on my mind. Definitely.
When I worked at Walmart, Alex, I noticed one thing one day. It was a mom and a child, and they had a cart full of groceries, and they were both behind the grocery cart, and the mom was standing over the child almost, like the child was in front trying to push, and eventually the child said, all right, I want to push, I can do it, I want to push, and so the child started trying to push the cart, and because of the groceries and all the stuff in the cart, their view was restricted, they couldn't see anything, and they were trying to push this cart, and they kept hitting the aisle, and the mom was just standing over the whole time, just waiting. And then eventually the mom started to help and started to push. And that just came to mind when you're talking about what you're saying, just about that's where strength comes from. Yeah. And that, like, we can try, but God's right there. God wants to help us. And we can't even see where we're going. We don't even know what's around us. He was hitting other people as they're going by. No idea. And mom was there the whole time, just ready to help out, ready to push. So anyway, that just came to mind.
Yeah, no, that's perfect for that. And it's in our own pride and in our own arrogance that we're like, no, I can do this, I can do it. And by saying that, by not believing in God to strengthen us, we're saying that either we're as big as God or God is just as small as us. And mm-hmm. so it's a it's a misunderstanding of who God is and his strength.
Yep.
But it's just focusing on him and his glorious power and all that he gives for us and to us. Yep. So thankful for that. Thankful for God in that way and for all the things that he's done for us, given us. And man, we're blessed people.
Yes, we are. Very, very blessed. And with that, Alex,
season one
has come to an end.
We're different.
Stay different.
Stay tucked
in.
See you next season.
Have a great day.
Listening to our podcast, we really appreciate it, and we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday, that's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast.